Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on a real hard-fought win last Saturday, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
What I saw last Saturday was two teams desperate for a win. That's what's great about college sports, isn't it?
Absolutely, and there's no question. We were on our heels in the third. I thought we played a good first two periods. We were on our heels in the third, but we survived it.
As the third period went on, how chaotic did that get on the bench with all those face-offs?
Well, it was. It was chaotic. And we lost our composure too, Schulze. I mean, we had too many. We didn't want all those icings. I mean, we're trying to stretch a guy. We're trying to get pucks behind their defenseman. But it was a little chaotic. We had, you know, four freshman defensemen in the lineup, another sophomore, so five underclassmen. One of the underclassmen was injured, so he didn't see a lot of ice. And, again, we were out of our rhythm. But, again, I thought the guys hung on.
Defense was a question mark going into the year. At what point did you and Travis and Teddy get comfortable with all those freshmen back there?
Well, I think you're comfortable. It's comfortable right away because you have what you have. And I just think, again, what has to happen in those particular situations, those guys just need to play and gain experience, Schulze, and they did that throughout the year.
The one goal that was scored last Saturday was just like we had talked on Sports in the Round the week before. Find the back wall because that's the only way you can get a puck through. As I watched the replay of that, Teddy Bluger was in a pretty good position on Brendan Harms. As soon as he turned to the wall, he lost him. How do you defend that play?
Well, you have to react. You know, you just have to react quick, and you have to have a little puck luck, and you're exactly right. I think the puck squirted off the back wall it caromed off pretty quick. It went flat on the back wall, and it came, and I just think, again, Bluger obviously anticipated getting it off the back wall and just kind of snuck behind him and got behind him, and Harms, he was Johnny on the spot.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return, the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori, Honda Bowling Green. They hit 20 wins. They've got balanced scoring. They're good on the penalty kill. Do they have a weakness?
No, I don't really think they do. I mean, they are really structured, and they play well within the confines of their structure. I mean, they don't turn pucks over. They manage the game. They're physical. They've got balance, as you mentioned, Schulze. They're very good defensively. So they're just a good, steady hockey team.
They play a style that's hard to play against and a rink that's hard to play in. It's a pretty good 1-2 punch, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And they've earned the right to host this game, and their body of work throughout the season. It's evident with their body of work throughout the season. And, it's always challenging on the road, let alone a rink like this.
They clear pucks in a hurry. Is there a forecheck that's better against that style than any other?
The biggest thing is just making sure you've got good dumps and making sure you're fast on pucks. I think that's the biggest thing right there.
You've had a great record on the road this year. How does that carry over from regular season to playoffs?
I just think it gives guys inner confidence, Schulze. They know they've won on the road. So, again, they're not insecure about it. Where last year we struggled on the road. And, guy, in the back of your mind, you know it. So, I think hopefully that's quiet confidence that the guys have. We don't talk about it. Because, again, they know. But I hope they have that quiet confidence.
You've been here for 15 years. It's an awful lot of playoff games. Do you change how you coach a game in a winner-go-home mentality?
Not really. I mean, we are who we are. The haze in the barn, Schulze. I think your body of work throughout the year, what you've done, your habits, and what you do is there. Now it's are we clicking right now? Are we dialed in? How is our special teams? How is our goaltending? Where are we at? Are we vulnerable in a few different areas? I think that's the biggest thing right there is, what's your mental state of mind?
For lack of a better word, after 15 years, are you less nervous about playoff time than you were when you started?
Yeah, probably. I don't try to look too far ahead, Schulze. I think you just live in the moment right now, which you have to in the playoffs, and you're worried about game one here, and you really want to get game one on the road because obviously then it puts it into a three-game series for you. But I don't know. I mean, I think you're always excited about the playoffs because I think, playoffs and hockey are synonymous. And that's the beauty of our sport. We put so much stock into the playoffs. And there's enthusiasm from a coaching standpoint. It's that second season. So all that stuff kind of builds up to this night.
If there's any proof that anything can happen this weekend, last week in Mankato, last week in Huntsville, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our league is just – we have a lot of parity in our league. We probably have the tightest league top to bottom of all the Division I leagues.
Best of luck today.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.